All right, we're talking about gangs now?
Gangs, yeah. Yeah. In Commerce City last Saturday, they were looking for me. And when I see two gangs at a park, you think they're either going to fight or they're just yelling at each other. Something's not right, because you never have two gangs facing each other without them. Something's going to happen, because that's what they do. But when I pulled up, I noticed that everybody looked over towards the truck because I had the music going, and they started walking together. And I'm like, Lord, what's going on here, man? Like, this is, he goes, they want to know me. That's what God said. I'm like, ah. So I got out, I put my tailgate down because the coolers were right there, and I started sliding them off to the edge. And then I said, hey, what's going on, James? How you doing, man? I knew one gang, but I didn't know the other one. He goes, hey, man, we're just kind of getting tired of this life, man. Like, you gave us some Valentine's cards, and we filled them out for our families. And this gang right here, they want some Valentine cards too, you know. And I said, I have them right here. So I got the box out. And they're like, how can God really forgive us, man? Because you told us. So James is repeating what I was telling him. But the gang that didn't know me, and they had never heard somebody preach to them or tell them about Jesus. They were listening to James, a gang leader, talking about Jesus. Like, you said that he can really forgive us, but we got to ask for forgiveness first, right? And I go, yes, man. He goes, we don't want to go home with broken hearts, man. We want to go home with transformed hearts, like you said. What do we have to do to get that? The other gang is just listening. They're not talking. They're all just with their eyes right on me.
Did they say why they were in proximity or close? Or
yeah, because the one gang that I didn't know, they pulled up and they said, hey, man, we're not here to fight, but we're just wondering if you had any extra food, man, because we're hungry. We don't want to fight, man. We're just...
Okay.
And he says, no, but Sonny usually comes around, man, and he has a whole cooler full of breakfast burritos. And they're hot, but they're good, man. Like, so maybe he'll come. And James says, you know, maybe he'll just, like, pull up and then we could just start eating. And the guy goes, does he come here a lot? He goes, yeah, he usually comes around 1 o'clock or so on Saturdays, you know. And then he goes, well, we'll stick around, man, because we're pretty hungry. He goes, we have a box of chips in the back, you know. And so they opened up that Costco box that has all different flavors, and they were already snacking. But when they saw my red truck, they said, that's Sonny right there, man. Let's go. So when they started walking together over toward me, I was like, this is going to be fun, man. Mm. So they introduced me, you know. I said, hey, man, what's your name? He goes, my name's Isaac, man. I was like, hey, Isaac. He goes, hey, so can we have some of those breakfast burritos? And I said, yeah, man, it's right here. So they helped me get them down, get the pop down. And then Isaac goes, hey, dude, is there any Dr. Pepper? I was like, yeah, dude, there's that cooler over there full of Dr. Pepper and water. And he's like, Dang, that's our pop, man. That's, we love Dr. Pepper. So they started eating breakfast. So I went around the truck and got my Bible. And then James says, hey, I remember the Bible verse you told me last week. And I said, well, which one, man? He goes, John 3:16. I memorized it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. He goes, is that good? Is that what's right? And I go, yeah, man, that's really good. You go, I can't believe you memorized that. He goes, well, when you gave me that Bible, man, I have to be honest, I threw it in the trunk, man. But one night I couldn't sleep, so I went out there and got it. Started reading it, man. He goes, me and my whole gang, we want to go home. We're done with this life, man. But we need prayer. We need prayer that our dads, most of our dads are alcoholics, man. And some of our dads are drug addicts. So we don't want to go home to dads like that anymore, man. Because that's why I ran away. I said, well, let's all pray for your dad, man. Let's just pray for him. The gang that didn't even know me, they just were listening. They were just like amazed what was just happening. But it didn't seem like they weren't like ready to accept the Lord because they weren't even talking, but they were listening. Mm. So then I told James, I said, let's pray for all your dads. And then I looked over at Isaac. I said, Isaac, you want me to pray for all your parents or your dads? And they go, yeah, man, that'd be awesome. So I prayed for all their dads. And then James says, okay, man, I'm ready to give my heart to Jesus. He goes, I'm not speaking for all these guys, man, but if they want to, and they're all like, yeah, man, we're ready to go home. So when they asked Jesus to forgive them all their sins, and then they asked Jesus to come in their hearts, they started crying.
Like Isaac's gang?
Yeah, because they were listening to what was happening.
Yeah.
And then James' gang was crying. They're like, what's going on with me, sonny? And it's like, Jesus was in your heart now, man. Transforming your heart. And then as soon as that happened, they started calling their parents. They started walking away, calling their parents, and Isaac's gang was like, they were just crying. Like, I said, do you guys want your names written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Isaac, he goes, is it that easy, man? Like, I don't even know if I have a home to go back to, man. Like, I don't know if my mom and dad will take me back. I said, you know what? God knows their hearts too, man. So you make your heart right, and then God will take care of theirs too. Like, you can help them with that. He goes, okay, man. I'll do that. Like, I'm ready to give my heart to Jesus. So when they prayed, they were already, most of them are already crying. And they hadn't even heard the word of God before. Like, they hadn't even, not for me anyway, you know. And when they gave their hearts to the Lord, they were like, my body's shaking, man. Like, what's happening? And James says, Jesus Christ is in your heart now, brother. Like, now we're Christian brothers. We're not gang members. We're not enemies. Now we're a family. And they were crying, man. They were crying. And then those boys started calling their parents. Like, hey, Dad, and I heard Isaac, because he wanted me to go with him. He goes, hey, Dad, I just want to let you know. He goes, are you okay, son? You're not hurt, are you? Where are you? He goes, I'm over by Commerce City, but Dad, I just want to let you know. I just gave my heart to Jesus Christ, man. He goes, I forgive you for everything you've done to the family, what you've done for me, but I got to ask for forgiveness too, because I said some pretty bad things to you, and I'm sorry. He goes, son, I haven't touched any liquor from the day you left. I've given my heart to Jesus Christ. I'm totally sober for 3 years. I haven't touched it. And you heard his mom go, that's true. He hasn't. He helps at the church. He's amazing. We pray for you every single day. Your room hasn't been touched. Everything is still there. Like, if you want to come home, you can come home. He goes, well, I just gave my heart to Jesus, and I'm done with this life. Like, no more gang life. All the boys started calling their parents. Before you knew it, there was over 200 people there.
Yeah.
Like, you should have seen them. They just kept coming. I would say at least 65% of all the families that came were saved. But the rest weren't. But the ones, and I told them, I said, those of you, I even had to get them back in my truck so they could hear me. But I told them, I said, those of you that want to know Jesus and want your names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, today's the day of salvation. And I said, because tomorrow's not promised, not even for me. And they all came forward. It was huge, man. It was like, there was a lot of crying, a lot of hugging, a lot of forgiving. And all that started with James telling the other boys, you can have all the food I have, but it's just potato chips, mm-hmm. you know? But that one gang was hungry. But really, they were hungry for God, and they didn't even know it. But once they found out all their parents weren't like what they used to be, even the ones that were drug addicts were completely clean, because when their son ran away from home, it just hit them. Like, I better change my life, because they're not, I just lost my son, you know, he left. Like, it was just the most beautiful thing ever. At the time, I didn't realize that there was another gang watching.
Third gang,
James' cousin. They never came over. I didn't know at the time. But they never came over. But then I got a phone call later. And that's the gang I went and met in Denver the week.
Mm-hmm. So about how far away were they from you when you
did? They were just on the other side of the hill. Well, I couldn't see them.
They could actually hear everything that was going on.
They could. Wow. They were right up against those trees. They were like just on the other side of the hill. But nobody could see him. And I wasn't looking over the hill because I was busy with those two gangs right in front of me. But they kept looking over and seeing us. And they could hear us. He says, I heard a lot of crying. You know, I heard you praying because you were praying pretty loud. You were on top of your pickup. He goes, will you meet us, man? Will you come and talk to us? I'm like, yeah, man. So I was going to meet him at that park on Wednesday, but it started snowing. Mm-hmm. So I know where there's a warehouse where it's heated and nobody uses it. And I told them where it was, and they knew where it was. So we met there, and they just were crying when they started coming in. Then they started calling their parents. But they wouldn't give their hearts to Jesus until all their parents were there.
There, okay.
There, man.
So they made arrangements already for him to come, and they wanted to be a ceremonial event. Oh, got it.
Yeah, and then the thing too is, and the leader told me, his name is Ezekiel. He said, if my dad shows up, man, and he's drunk, we're out of here. We're going to leave. I am not going to go home to that anymore, man. He goes, but I want to see how my dad is, man. Because if he's drunk, forget it. I'm not going to change my life. I said, well, everything here is temporary. Jesus Christ is eternal, man. Remember that. Like, you're not going to stand before your dad when you die, man. You're going to stand before God. Just like me. I'll do the same thing. I'll be standing before him too. It's like, everything here will perish. but not God's kingdom. That's eternal. He's like, okay, man. So when his dad got there, ran to it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did he run to him, but first question he asked him, Dad, are you still an alcoholic, man? Because if you are, I don't want nothing to do with nobody. Like, I'm going to leave. He goes, son, I've been sober for 5.5 years from the day you left. I haven't touched any of that liquor. And the mom said, it's true. And his sister said, he's being honest. He's been sober ever since. He's been a whole different dad. Like, he's the dad that we've always wanted. And then they cried. Then Ezekiel asked for forgiveness, and then the dad asked for forgiveness, and they just hugged and hugged and cried, and then all that gang gave their hearts to God. There was 173 people there. They brought their cousins, they brought their grandparents, their uncles, everybody showed up. And they just cried, man. It was beautiful. It was amazing. And there was some people that knew that I was gonna meet those people at the warehouse. They dropped off buckets of roses, and they got them from the dollar store somewhere, they told me. But that was to give to all the ladies and all the moms, all their sisters. But everybody ended up with roses, everybody. I thought that was, because when I went in the warehouse and I saw those buckets with those roses, you know, there were fake ones, but they were perfect. Then they thought I did it. And I said, I couldn't say, oh no, somebody else did that. I couldn't say that because I didn't want them to, like, hey, who else is around here, you know? Like, because gang members, if they can trust you, then they're really leery about somebody else. Like, I can't tell them, oh no, there's all kinds of people, you know, it's like, but they know Blue Mustang helps with the food. They know Blue Mustang helps and loves them, so, and prays for them, so. So when everybody gave their hearts to God, the ones that weren't Christians, they just cried. I was there to about nine something. And they were just crying, man. Even though it was snowing out there, colder and cold outside, but in that warehouse, it was like they didn't hear.
Yeah.
Nice, warm. Three gangs giving their hearts to God in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
That's only good. God can do that. He gets the glory, man. Well, hi there, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.